Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hi there, I'm Mark Griffiths, one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development. And I'm joined today by Dina Ouellette, who is an administrative assistant at Leesburg Fire Department here in Central Florida and the president of the wonderful Lake Sumter Sherm chapter, where I've had the pleasure of speaking on a number of occasions. Dina, for 19 years now at New Leaf Training Development, we've focused now our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. What are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start by telling us a little bit more about what you do and who you serve.
Good afternoon, Mark. It is always a pleasure to see you, and we absolutely love having you come speak to our chapter.
Thank you.
I've actually had a pretty varied career. I've been an administrative assistant for Leesburg Fire for the past 4.5 years. But prior to that, I was a manager, a store manager, general manager for many years before that. So definitely training and guiding people has been truly one of the things that I have learned and done most in my career. You know, I have always been of the belief that truly you're only as strong as your weakest player on your team, and giving them the information and the tools to be able to do their job and see them grow and blossom, it only helps you and it helps the organization. So really focusing on training and developing your team first, focusing on your team, because honestly, in any business setting, any retail setting, if you don't have happy employees, you are not going to have happy customers. So it all begins and ends for me with my employees. Whatever I can do for them to make their job better, to make their job easier, that's my job as a manager. I've always looked at my job as, and my responsibility is training them to take my job. You know, a lot of people have problems giving up that power. I don't believe that that works well. You've got to learn to share the responsibility and learn to delegate. And the more people know, the better off they're going to operate. The more they know, the better the situations that they can handle. They can grow. They can feel more confident. They'll be able to take care of the customers, as opposed to me them having to say, hold on, you can wait for the manager. And, you know, having those one-on-one training sessions with them. It doesn't have to be a big blown out production. Just, hey, you know, what do you think I would have done in that situation? If you know what I would do, then go ahead and do it. You know, take care of the customer. But really giving my staff empowerment, it gets them to tie into the business. It gets them to tie into their development. It all has to truly begin and end for me with our employees.
So what I'm hearing there, Dina, that's coming loud and clear through to me, is that mindset of servant leadership. Would that be accurate?
Absolutely.
And how would you kind of define that? Because there's several people who have their view on it and the importance in the workplace. So is it just about putting their needs before yours and being curious and finding out what their needs and desires are and maybe supporting?
It's a little bit about everything. I mean, you are not going to have every team member that you have that's probably destined for that position. Mm-hmm. And again, my role as a leader is to be able to train them and develop them and have those conversations. Mm-hmm. Hey, this may not be for you. I am willing to teach you the skill, but you must have the will. So I will teach you anything. I'm here for you. I will have your back, but it's got to start and end with them as well. They've got to want it more than I want it for them.
Hey, Dina, what I'm hearing there is an entrepreneurial idea. We can get a T-shirt made. I can give you the skills, but there's got to be a will. I think that needs to be printed on the front so we can get that on Amazon by midnight. What do you think?
Absolutely. Make sure that I get my royalties for that.
Absolutely. We'll give you the 5% for that, Dina. Don't worry. Don't worry. And then before we close out, are there any kind of other nuggets you can share with all your wisdom and experience? And you have so many great speakers come to the Sherm chapter, mm-hmm, that I've spoken at. Are there any kind of memorable ones there? Any messages that they've shared that have kind of stuck with you when it comes to leadership?
Leadership is different for different people. You have to kind of find your leadership. Now, I'm not the same leader today that I was 20 years ago. You have to learn and grow with the kind of the generations that are coming up behind you, but still being able to be a capable leader. So leadership, we have to grow as leaders. Doing what exactly what I did 20 years ago does not work in this current climate. So, growth is not only for them, but for me. And having the speakers that we come out to our organization, some are very impactful. We just had our conference and had two very opposing viewpoints of how leadership views could work. And you have to kind of pick and choose what's going to work for you, because what works for me may not work for you, Mark. We're different personalities. So knowing your audience and knowing how you have to represent yourself to get to your audience is going to be important.
Love that, which circles back to where we started, that concept of servant leadership. We've got our style, but where we can flex and adapt for the needs of other people to make them the best version of what they can be, I think is a fundamental principle of effective leadership. So, Dina, as always, I welcome our conversations. I welcome the great work you do, not just at the fire department, but at the wonderful Sherm chapter. If you're looking for speakers for 2026, please do keep us in mind. It's always great to come and work with your members. And before we sign off, to any of our subscribers, please do keep an eye on the events page of our website for any professional development opportunities that we do offer on a regular basis. Have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you, Mark. You too, you as well.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.